In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's a great pleasure to be here on the occasion of not one, not two, but three baptisms, and to see such a large crowd of supporters. From the Epistle, Romans chapter 6, verse 11. Reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. When Charles, Jaden and Harry come to be baptized shortly, we shall hear a lot about death. In fact, baptism is about life, the life that ensues from Christ taking upon himself the sins of the world at his death and then rising again. Through this process of Christ taking sins with him into death, we also can die to sin and walk in newness of life, as St. Paul says. In baptism, this spiritual dying to sin is conveyed through the ritual washing away of sin by the sanctified water. This dying to sin does not mean that we shall never sin. Baptism is not a vaccination against sin. But what it does mean is that we are not born to serve sin, and sin does not have the last word in the newness of life that we are to walk in. As St. Paul says, if we are dead with Christ, we shall also live with him. For you, Charles, Jaden and Harry, your baptism today is a once and for all sacramental sign of that death that leads to life. But for everyone, baptism also lives on as a reminder of this mystical incorporation into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as the baptism takes place, you will be surrounded by the congregation's own experience of baptism and their thanksgiving for it. As Christians, we are not immune to sin, being as human as everyone else. But at baptism, we are received in the church, and the church is there to guide and to help us. In modern parlance, the church calls us to be the best version of ourselves. It gives us a context in which to hear the narratives of Scripture, the extraordinary story of God's interaction with humanity and creation. The church offers the sacrament of the Eucharist, another thing which was done once and for all, but which is repeated as a living memorial of Christ as God's ultimate act of saving grace. The Church helps us to structure our religious and moral compass as it exhorts us to obey the two great commandments, to love God and our neighbour, as we regularly hear in the summary of the law. In church, we praise and worship God in words and music. We pray for our own communities, the state, the church, the world, and people in need. All these aspects of church feed our aspiration to live righteously, following the examples of Christ. And because we fail in that aspiration, the church instructs us to confess our sins together, so we can each populate the general confession with penitence for our particular faults and shortcomings. We end by praying for forgiveness for all that is past, and we pray that we may serve and please God in newness of life. Newness of life, that phrase again. St. Paul associates the decisive beginning of this newness of life with baptism, at whatever age we are baptized. But it's a newness that we are asked to be made new, again and again, every time we say the confession. Within all that we do in church is the love of God, and we are enjoined to love him in the great commandment. In our collect today, we pray to God to pour into our hearts love towards him, such love that we would love him above all things. In a little while, the water of baptism is to be poured on to Charles, Jaden and Harry in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The pouring of water in baptism is the mystical washing away of sin. But the collect suggests that this pouring is also about receiving the generosity and abundance of God given in baptism and loving him with the love that he first pours into us. Amen.